And now, the shopping forecast, brought to you by Offshop, in association with the Aerosol Committee at 1200 hours on the 14th of October 2014. The range, B&M and Home Bargains. Store orangeness, 10, with shades of blue streaming by like a river with a limp. Staff awareness, bad. The staff in these stores have been replaced with armadillos, famous for being smooth on the inside and crunchy on the outside. This means that they can't communicate very well, but these stores will be ant-free, which I'm sure you will agree is compensation for this inconvenience. The featured candle this week is Chinese pine. If you'd like to pay in cash this week, you will need to convert it from pounds into clams to help celebrate Flintstones weekend. Jack Fulton, Iceland and Farm Foods. To celebrate the massive chicken reduction, only chicken-based items will be sold this week. Some of the items you can purchase from these stores include a pen made out of a chicken bone, a purse made out of the flappy bits of a rooster, and some chicken toes converted into mail holders. If you see the 50 cent face in any of these stores, you get 50% off any 50 cent scent. These scents have been smell rated by Jeff Goldblum as extremely delicious, especially the one that smells like the takeaway I didn't get to eat, but that's okay because I get to get another one at some point in the near future, probably. Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. Sausage meatiness, 300, occasionally 301. That's one meaty sausage. Last night, I wiped a sausage all over my face and pretended to be Lady Gaga. Whilst in these stores, stay vigilant, as the liquid items may have been contaminated by small dolphins. Consumption of these dolphins may lead to the emergence of blue skin and beaky noses as the consumer slowly and painfully changes into a dolphin, which is how the rest got there. The shelf stackers in this store have been rated as awful. They all smell. Their stacking is so bad, it doesn't even class as being stacked. It's like a big, crappy pile in the middle of the shop. This week is turning out to be a right pig. The Cooperative, Aldi, Lidl and Morrison's. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? M&S Food and Waitrose. Store poshness, 16. With the possibility that this week's bread will be sponsored by Quartz, it's time for bread. Expect delays around the store this week, as people have been found sleeping under the shelves. These are mainly people who've been sacked since last week and tried to have a different job. Queue size across all stores, 7 ET fingers in length, with the possibility of an increase to 1 giraffe tail in length if things get extra sticky. And now, for this week's milk quality, milk capacity, 90%. An okay percentage. However, the cream strength is average at 400, so drinking with a partner or friend is not advised. Lone drinking will achieve a smile rating of 265, which is alright, but do adjust the numbers accordingly, depending on the amount of fellow drinkers. This has been awarded 1 golden goose symbol, 3 rabbit pendants, and a bronze worm charm. Dribble needs are 58. That's the shopping forecast. And I'm pretty sure I'm not Fred Hart.